Hey, John.
How are we doing?
Hey, guys, how's it going? You're that cold. You're getting soft on me. Not even cold in here. They keep the heater on all the time. What do you guys got for me?
Mike, what'd you see over the bye week, just self-scouting the group, and what kind of things did you take away from that?
The biggest thing that I took away from our self-scout study from that week we had time to do that, was that we're right now, I think, we're an average special teams unit. We've played solid at times. We haven't really hurt our football team. We haven't really helped our football team, not to the extent that we've done that in the past. So I'm not disappointed in where we're at, but I expect a lot more from our guys. And I've told them that this week, that, you know, we're not an average group. We've got good players. We've got good returners. We've got good specialists. But right now we're playing at an average level, and that's, to me, unacceptable. So going forward, that's my challenge to our guys. That's my challenge to myself, you know, to make sure that game plan-wise, fundamentally, technique-wise, that we're doing the things necessary to play at a higher level.
Both for Cordero and for Marcus, they haven't been able to get free quite as much this year. Is there anything that you can point to that says, here's the reason why?
First of all, Cordero, people aren't kicking to us as much as they have in the past when he was a younger return the first few games last year, and then people started kicking away from him. That's going to limit the opportunities, number one. Number two, there's been a lot of touchbacks this year. Number three, he had a huge return against Green Bay, the first Green Bay game early in the game that was called back as a penalty. And Marcus has had, I think, three or four really nice returns, explosive returns that were called back because of penalties. So those were the points of emphasis they have been all year, especially since, you know, we started having those penalties earlier in the year. So that's been our big point of emphasis, is playing penalty-free football, playing great fundamental football, helping our schemes, using our schemes to our advantage. Maybe Cordero making some better decisions, bringing it out of the end zone or not bringing it out of the end zone. We have to improve there as well.
I know you don't like to use the rookie excuse or anything like that, young players, but with losing guys like whether it's Mr. Raymond or Jamarcus Sanford or even Toby Gerhart, does that hurt you when you lose some experienced guys like that in protection?
I think in any sport, when you lose an experienced player at any level, in any sport, you're gonna have some growing pains. But with special teams, as we've talked before, you're gonna come to expect that. So going forward, we just got to make sure these guys, and I've already told them, they're not rookies anymore. You know, they're veteran special teams guys. They've got enough snaps under their belt. Now we got to make a difference for our football team.
Too anxious to break a big one, and instead of just kind of taking what's there,
probably in being young, and I'm kind of too anxious too. I want to get them to have a return to cut it loose. So, but yeah, sure, I would think so.
He's making the right reads, though, in your opinion.
He's making the right reads on the returns. Yes, yeah. Once we get going, a couple of decisions bringing out ball out of the end zone. That's partly my fault because I've coached him to be overly aggressive, and partly a couple times it's been his decision that, you know, probably should have kept those in. You know, the one at, you know, our last game, Washington, was a one out to the 10-yard line. That, you know, going to his right, catching the ball, going over his shoulder, was a great job getting to the ball, but, you know, let's take a knee there, and I know he's learned from that, and he's going to continue learning as he gets more and more experience. Yeah, that's the thing about our formation that we use. We defend the whole field, and I think we're pretty good at doing that, and because we expect people to kick away from him. So whether he's kicking a Matt Asiato or he's kicking a Red Ellison or he kicked it to Marquise Gray, that one, the opponents do, going forward, that's how we're going to continue to defend the whole field, make sure we have ball possession, and when they kick it deep and he's got an opportunity to bring one out, we're going to bring one out and hopefully get a big play.
Price takes him out against Washington. Was that the special teams thing that you were talking about a few weeks ago?
Absolutely. Yeah, hopefully they've learned their lesson and we can move forward.
Will they get another opportunity here?
They will. And of course, as you guys know, it's not my decision on the game day roster. But, you know, I've practiced, you know, Exum, Price, and the guys that were in their spots in the last game. And everything, every week is a competition. And we're going to put the best players out there on Sunday and see hopefully, if they are out there, that they've learned their lesson.
A little different preparing for Chicago and no Hester back there, too.
Yeah, it's like when we prepared for Atlanta, it was like preparing for Chicago. Yeah, they're still a very well-coached team. Obviously, nobody's Devin Hester, but Chris Williams is a viable threat. I showed our guys this week all his punt returns for touchdowns he had in 2012, I believe it was for Hamilton. And the film was kind of grainy, but they could tell. I mean, he's a little guy. He's hard to find on kickoff return when we're covering kickoffs. you know, he'll hit the seam so fast you won't even see him. So we got to do a great job of getting off blocks. We got to do a great job of playing fast and physical. We got to do a great job of using our hands and finding the ball. And now he's going to be their punt returner. You know, I haven't heard any word, but I'm assuming that's why they let Santonio Holmes go. So he's a very viable threat. He's quick. He's fast. He's tough. He's very explosive, even though he's small. It reminds me of the of Holiday that we faced in Tampa Bay. He's a similar type returner. Not quite as quick, but he's a little bit stronger. Yeah, fundamentally sound. The cold's not going to bother him as much as the wind would. You know, it's the crosswind, it's the headwind, the tailwind. The cold, I don't think, it'll be as much. He'll be plenty warm. He'll get warm before the game. He'll stay warm during the game. He'll have those seats that they sit on that I try to find an excuse to go talk to those guys on the bench from time to time when it gets real cold. But it won't be the cold. It'll be the wind that we just got to keep fighting and you making good decisions on where we're kicking the ball and how we're kicking it and make sure our fundamentals are good. Yeah, it's supposed to be. We haven't always had that this year. He's worked hard on that. You know, he's a very good Aussie punter, and every game is a little bit different based on the headwind, tailwind, and the changes of the wind throughout the game. So the decisions he makes are basically every punt. Anytime we get close to the 50, whether it's our 45 or the opponent's 45 or 40, that's when he'll determine whether or not he kicks a normal punt or an Aussie punt, like most punters do.
Some people talk about like kind of the bad footing in Chicago. How much is that a factor? Do you guys prepare for that?
You know, they've got the new turf in this week, and they put it in, I believe, a week ago. And so I think the footing should be pretty good. Good. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. Have a good day.